Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole here with you. Coming up on the show, Bob Lucey breaks down Maine football's likely place in the CAA media poll next week. Where will the so-called experts project the Bears to finish up this season? 5 o'clock hour of the gang from Fool's Rule performing tonight in the Down Under Club will join us. Danny Cashman of The Night Show. And we'll talk sports media with Matt Yoder of Awful Announcing, the latest on this week's screw-up by Colin Cowherd and what the future is of ESPN with some pretty big departures from their stable. Right now, though, speaking of sports media, I want to say hello to the newest member of the local broadcast team. He'll be starting soon at ABC 7 Fox 22 in Bangor. Matt Randall joins us on the telephone. Matt, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Excited to have you coming to town. When's it all get underway here at Channel 7 and Fox 22?
Well, I'm hoping to get out there at the end of this month. Hopefully by August 1st, I'll be starting, and hopefully I can get out there and meet with Brittany Devane, and she can kind of show me the ropes before she gets off to Albany.
Fantastic. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Indiana, graduate of Indiana University. What else can you tell us?
Well, that's basically my entire description. Born and raised here in Indiana, Midwest kid through and through. Went to IU, big basketball fan, and basically that's where my love for sports kind of grew. So as I went through college, I knew I wanted to do something in sports and got into the sports media there, and just tried to get into as many internships as I could. And, you know, I'm really grateful that ABC7, Fox 22 were confident enough to, you know, let me do this full time.
So now, how's this work in Indiana? Do they show you the movie Hoosiers like it's an instructional film?
Actually, not as much as I think they should. I love that movie.
Me too.
It is a pretty good description of how big high school basketball is in Indiana now. It's a little bit dated now. It's almost 30 years old, so it's not quite the same. And you don't really hear about. I'm from Indianapolis, so you don't really hear about the smaller towns as much as it may seem. But basketball is still very, very much in the soul of this place. So, but it's becoming a much bigger football town here as well.
Now, we want to help you out and make this a smooth transition for you. So I'm sure the good folks at ABC7 and Fox 22 have explained that not everybody around here is a big Peyton Manning fan.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten those jokes from a few of my friends. They're wondering how a Colts fan is going to do up there in New England, but I'm fine. I'm ready. I'm ready for the challenge, and you know, hopefully, I can. I don't want to leave my fandom behind, but definitely don't want to let it affect my reporting at all.
Now, also, the other thing is that up here, college hockey is quite big. Have you had much exposure to that in Indiana?
Not a ton of college hockey, but I've had a couple of friends that played in high school. One of my best friends in high school played hockey, so I'm not a stranger to the sport. Obviously, I probably don't know as much going in as, you know, a lot of people that grew up around it. But I definitely do have the basics down. It's not like I'm a total newbie to the sport. So I'm just going to jump in, and, you know, I'm a sports fanatic, so I definitely enjoy it. I watched basically all of the playoffs this past year and years past. So I'm definitely a fan of hockey. I just am ready to kind of get into the college game now.
We're talking with Matt Randall. He'll be joining the team soon at ABC7, Fox 22, here in Bangor. I had a chance a couple of years ago, Matt, at a conference to meet and talk with Don Fisher, the voice of the Indiana Hoosiers for years, a tremendous
guy.
Yeah,
great guy.
Who are the guys you look up to in the business?
Well, I just had an internship at Wish TV here in Indianapolis. So Anthony Calhoun is the sports director, and he's the main anchor here. And he gave me a shot. We randomly ran into each other at a high school game that I was doing for a student station at IU, and basically, he offered me an internship on the spot after we talked for 5 minutes. So that one was pretty exciting, and he's been, you know, great, and he's been instrumental in kind of giving me an idea of what the job market was going to look like and what I can expect, and you know, in a smaller market. So those kinds of guys. Everybody else, there's from one of my earlier internships. His name is Josh Getzoff. He's a guy from he's from Philadelphia, but I had an internship with him in Champaign. That's where he's at right now. Other than that, just, you know, teachers and older students at Indiana University that kind of paved the way and allowed me to, you know, get my stuff on air and allowed me to, you know, make the mistakes that I needed to make so I could, you know, kind of polish my experience.
I was looking at your website, very professional website, Matt, and going over your blog a little bit, too. And an interesting post that I found that you had after the Ray Rice incident, and you talked about journalism and the challenges that we all face, especially if you're covering one team and it's the hometown team. How do you separate yourselves from that? Well, we don't have quite that issue here with no professional teams in Maine. But when you've got, as we have in local television, a fairly limited time to cover what's going on in the local sports scene, how do you still maintain the journalism piece of that? And will you get the opportunity to maybe do some more long-form stories?
Well, I think the long-form stories are usually the most important that you do. Obviously, if there's a a big story, first of all, I appreciate you digging that deep into my website. I'm not sure many people have seen that yet, but I think the long-form stories are important. Those feature stories, because obviously sports aren't just scores and highlights. So, I mean, there's so many elements that go into a certain game or a reason somebody's a fan of a certain team. There are important stories to be told, and so I hope that when I get up there to Bangor, I hope that I'm not just giving the normal scores and highlights in those everyday stories. I hope to kind of dig deeper and find something interesting, something that people up there might not know, and something that can give them a little bit more insight into the teams that they love so much.
Now, you said you're a sports fanatic. You love watching sports and reading about sports and participating. What are some of your other interests and the things that you look forward to doing here in Maine?
Well, I've heard that there's first of all, I've never had good lobster, so I'm actually very much looking forward to that. That's what a lot of people have been kind of telling me, that obviously there's going to be some great seafood up there and there are some great breweries. So I'm hoping I get a chance to check all those out. Other than sports, I mean, that's pretty much all I focus on. I do, watch TV occasionally that isn't sports. But most of my shows have, just recently gone off the air, like Parks and Recreation or Breaking Bad or any of those. So I got to find some new TV shows to watch, and then hopefully I can find just, some random places that I can go and meet some of the people in the community and, kind of find a place that I can hang out.
Well, once you get to town, you'll have to come visit us. Our studio is actually located in a great restaurant right on Main Street, so you can come in, have a bite to eat, hang out with us here in the studio.
Awesome. That sounds great.
And now I'm giving you pretty much a year to plan for this, Matt, so you got some time, because we don't want to put the pressure on just as you come to town. But this summer, it's next month, we'll be rolling out, the second time we've done this, we do a local rap battle among media experts. And last year, Brian Sullivan and Aaron Jackson from your new station participated. Brian actually went to the finals last year in our local media rap battle, and it was judged by Coolio.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it freestyle?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So,
I don't know how I can do that. I mean, I grew up listening to, pretty much all rap music, so I'm definitely a fan of that. I don't know if I can do any freestyle, but I'll definitely give it a shot, and we'll see if I can, build my repertoire and in a year.
That's it.
I'm glad you're giving me that time to practice.
You got 12 months to work on it, and we're confident that you're probably going to be right out of the gate a contender to win the whole thing.
I appreciate it.
Matt, it's great talking with you. Looking forward to seeing you once you get here to town. Thanks for coming on with us this afternoon, and good luck getting packed up and in the move, and we'll see you in Bangor very soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. I look forward to it.
That is Matt Randall. You'll see him soon. ABC 7, Fox 22.